Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about having our faith, the faith that God gives us solely in Christ Jesus. And we determine unless our faith is solely in Christ, now listen closely, we cannot be saved. Let me say that again. Unless our faith is solely in Christ Jesus, we cannot be saved. This is a real eye-opener for most Christians. And why? Well, they have been told to put their faith in their church. They've been told to put their faith in their denomination and their pastor. And worse, they've been told to put their faith in themselves. Wrong, wrong, wrong. My friend, we must solely put our faith in Christ Jesus for everything. If not, we are out there on our own, and we will get what we can muster up. Out there on our own, depending on our abilities and our talents and our clever wit and charm. Oh no, my friend, I would hate to have to depend on my abilities. Now, I'll be honest here. God has endowed me with much abilities and skills and talents. I would say, now I'm not bragging here, mind you, but I've been endowed with greater than most people. Even in all of that, I would not trust myself as far as I can throw myself. My friend, our faith must be in Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone. I think John had it right when he wrote 3 John around 85 to 95 A.D., and as the church traditionally has it, typically in the city of Ephesus, John, the leader, writes, "Unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as they walketh in the truth." Wow. Wow. "I have no greater joy," now listen, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Let me read that again. "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." John, 3 John 1, 3 through 4. Now, of course, Gaius and the others were not John's kids physically, but most definitely spiritually. But notice John says he has no greater joy to see his spiritual disciples walk in truth. Now wait a minute. John was with Jesus when Jesus touched blinded eyes and opened deaf ears. John was with Jesus when, when Jesus twice manipulated or, touched the food and fed 5,000 and then 4,000 folks. John walked and talked with Jesus. Yet he says, "I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth." My friend, how we handle truth, how we represent truth, is a huge deal to God. Is our words true, or do we just say things to ignore people or turn them away? Most Christians I know would rather lie, maybe just a little, than to offend someone or get out of doing something that they promised. Lord, help us here. That this putting our faith solely in Christ extends into all aspects of our life. As we have seen in previous weeks, our faith in Christ is not, repeat, not a cold, orthodox confession of our sound doctrine. It is not a personal experience of doing, and turning from sin and asking Jesus into our hearts. It is not, repeat, not the manifestation of supernatural gifts, and especially not imitating of these gifts. The woman that was loosed from that morality who lived in shame and guilt in Luke 7:36-50 confessed nothing, and she was not baptized in water, oh no, but she was forgiven, entirely, completely forgiven. Faith solely in Christ is loving the very thought of Him. Let me say that again. Our faith solely in Christ is loving the very thought of Him. It causes us to fall down in worship. It bring our worst and our best to lay at his feet. Faith solely in Christ Jesus is all of me for all of him. Let me say that again. Our faith solely in Christ is all of me for all of him. And make no mistake, my friend, you can expect religious leaders who are trusting to their own orthodox and their own selves to stand afar off and wonder at the meaning of all of this. Faith solely in Christ is when we do not, repeat, do not bring our faith, the faith that God gives us, to him, expecting a certain outcome. Oh no. Our faith in him is in him and in him alone. As I said last week, I would like to begin looking at entering his rest. Now, rest is the place God desires to take us all. Let me say that again. Rest in God is the place he desires to take us all, beyond faith, beyond trust. Yes, beyond faith and beyond trust. Far beyond trust is the place in God we can cease from our struggles and our worries and come to an inward place of peace and serenity in our soul. This is the place we truly find God, and no other place. Faith in God will only take us so far. That's right. Our faith into salvation. Peter has a lot to say about this. In 1 Peter 1 and 5, Peter writes, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Peter 1 and 5. Now notice, not the last days, but the last time. The disciples thought they were living in the last times, and Jesus would return soon. As the two men dressed in white in Acts 1 and 11 said. Also in 1 Peter 1 and 9, Peter writes, "Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul." 1 Peter 1 and 9. Did you get that? Even the salvation of your soul. Our faith only, if in Christ Jesus, is projected unto salvation. Let me say that again. Our faith, if only in Christ Jesus, is projected only unto our salvation. God even gives us a measure of faith. Did you know that to be saved? In Romans 12 and 3, Paul writes, "According as God hath dealt to every man the measure, the one and only measure of faith." Now, beyond faith, my friend, is trust. A deeper and a fuller work of God in our life that we must allow God to do in us. In Job 13:15, Job said, "Though he," talking about God, "slay me, yet I will have faith in him." No, "yet I will trust in him and will maintain mine own ways before him." Job 13:15. Trust is used 134 times in the King James Version of the Bible, but it has no verbiage surrounding our salvation from sin, but more something in us that reaches out to God. In the Psalms 25 and 20, "For I put my trust in thee." I like Psalms 27. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but "we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Wow. The Psalms and Proverbs has a lot to say about trusting in the Lord and not leaning on our own understanding. Yes, trust, far beyond faith, a place we can come to depend upon God. But still, my friend, there is more, and that place is rest. The place that God desires to take us all to, rest, oh, the precious rest of God. Amen? More next week as we begin to look at the rest of God. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, and the Lord is able to bring you in to the rest that he so desperately wants to bring us into. And that's not God's choice. That's our choice. It's, God desires to do that. This is his intention. But will we come into the rest of God beyond faith, beyond trust, into that wonderful inward peace that we have only if we put our faith in Christ Jesus? Amen. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.